Hey, this is Dr. Liang checking for patient last name is RUSSELL. First name is Marco, MARCO. Date visit is December 3, 2025. Next paragraph. Patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury for stuff in 2015. He was in North Africa for stuff. A patient tells me that a heavy metal tube of about 30 pounds fell on top of his head first up. Tells me that he started bleeding in the top of the head first up. Patient had immediately severe pain, dizziness, confusion, and disorientation first up. It was so severe to the point that he fell down and rolled down the hills first up. Did not lose consciousness first up. However, went to the medical tent first up. He required 7 stitches on the front of the head first up. On the front and top of the head first up. First up, patient of severe head pain for many days after that first up. Next paragraph, since the events are coming, patient has frequent headaches. First off, patient has sporadic blurred vision. First off, patient has dizziness and vertigo symptoms. First off, patient has short-term memory problems. First off, patient has confusion, disorientation. First off, next paragraph, patient is currently working as a carpenter. First off, he tells me that the frequent headache is significantly affecting his work. First off, he's not able to concentrate and focus. First off, the blurred vision also affecting him while working as a carpenter. First off, his dizziness and vertigo symptoms also affecting his balance and affecting him work as a carpenter. First off, next paragraph. It is my opinion that a patient sustained a traumatic brain injury. First off, in 2015, a heavy metal tube with about 30 pounds fell on top of his head. First off, a patient had immediate confusion, disorientation, and severe head pain. First off, a patient has was bleeding profusely from the top of the head. First off, a patient requires 7 stitches. First off, it is my first off, but since the event, a patient has severe head pain, dizziness, vertigo symptoms, memory problems, visions, blurred vision symptoms. First up, it is my opinion that the head trauma followed by severe head pain, confusion, disorientation, dizziness, vertigo symptoms are all common sense and symptoms. All common sense and symptoms for traumatic brain injury. First up, this marks the end of dictation. First up. Next patient last name is P-I-N-E-D-A. Again, P-I-N-E-D-A. First name is John. Date of visit is December 9, 2025. First up. Patient tells me that he had a severe traumatic brain injury. First up. First up, patient tells me in 1994, in Camp Pendleton. First up, a patient was involved in a head-on motor vehicle accident. First up, patient was driving at that time. First up, a patient tells me that was a head-on accident. First up, he had immediate loss of consciousness. First up, he does not know what happened after. First up, patient had complete amnesia. First up, patient woke up in the hospital with severe head pain, confusion, disorientation. Disorientation, dizziness. The first patient did not remember anything happened. The first up, a patient had complete amnesia of the event. The first up, since the event, a patient had significant headache, dizziness, poor memory, confusion, disorientation. First up, next paragraph. Patient is currently retired. First up, he's currently not working. First up, patient tells me that he's not able to work. First up. Next paragraph, other symptoms he has is difficulty to focus and concentrate, memory deficits, tremors, and headaches, first up. The next paragraph, patient's currently not working, first up. The next paragraph, it is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury, first up. A patient has a motor vehicle accident, in 1994 in Camp Pendleton in California. First up, it was a head-on collision. First up, patient was driving. First up, a patient completely had loss of consciousness. First up, patient woke up in the hospital. First up, a patient had severe head pain, confusion, disorientation. Since then, have a chronic headache, dizziness, memory loss. First up, his next paragraph. It is my opinion that a patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, the head injury followed by loss of consciousness, comma, dizziness, severe headache, or confusion, disorientation, and poor memory, comma, these all common signs and symptoms suggesting that traumatic brain injury, first of all. This marks the end of dictation. Next patient's last name is S-C-H-A-B-A-R-K-E-R. First name is Elliot, E-L-L-I-O-T. Date of visit is December 4, 2025. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First of all, it was in December of 2020. First of all, a patient was sitting as a passenger. First of all, a patient in the front. First of all, patient car was T-boned. First of all, the car ran into his side of the car. First up, a patient says that he was T-boned on his side. First up, a patient hit the head onto the windshield. First up, a patient had immediate loss of consciousness. First up, a patient was out of consciousness for about 15 to 20 seconds. First up, when he woke up, a patient was confused, disoriented. First up, a patient had severe head pain, confusion. First up, a patient was seen at the hospital. First up, a patient was evaluated at the hospital. First up, the accident happened in Placerville, California. First up, since the event, comma, patient has severe head pain, sensitivity to light, comma, focus difficulties, comma, memory deficits, concentration and focus difficulties. So first up, next paragraph, a patient is currently working as an aircraft mechanic for the Air Force. First, a patient has significant difficulty doing aircraft mechanics. First, a patient tells me that the chronic headaches affecting his concentration and focus. First, a patient also significant sensitivity to light. First, his focus difficulties and concentration difficulties affecting his job. First, a patient also tells me that his memory loss is also preventing him from remember his task duties. So first up, a patient tells me that he has a significant difficulty to perform his job. First up, next paragraph. This marks the end of the dictation. Next patient, last name is Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L. First name is Mark, M-A-R-K, M-A-R-K. And if this is December 4, 2025. Next paragraph, date of birth is March 29, 1951. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. Patient tells me that in 1971, a patient was in a ship fighting the Vietnam War. His ship was on the way to Hong Kong. In June, a patient tells me that in 1971, comma, he was on that ship, comma, as he was jumping out of the staircase, comma, a patient hit the head. First, a patient tells me that as he was jumping inside the ship, comma, the top of the head hit the left side of a metal piece. First, a patient tells me that his left side immediately had severe head pain. First, he was bleeding profusely. First, a patient tells me that he requires 25 stitches. First up, a patient seen the medical on a ship. First up, a patient have severe head pain, confusion, disorientation for many days after that. First up, next paragraph, a patient tells me that he was involved in a lot of bomb explosions. First up, a patient tells me that he was loading bomb set fuse. First up, a patient tells me that he was loading the fuse for the bomb. Tells me that he was fusing the bomb. First up, and he had hundreds of times with bomb explosion in front of him. First up, patient tells me that every time a bomb explosion, comma, a patient to have tinnitus and confusion. First up. A patient also the dizziness and lightheadedness with these a bomb fuse going off. First up, next to paragraph, patient is currently retired. First up, he used to drive trucks for UPS. First up, however, he tells me that when he was driving the UPS trucks, patient has severe headache. First up, expect him to do his job. First up, patient was confused and disoriented a lot when he was driving. First up, patient is not able to focus driving. First up, next paragraph, currently patient has significant headaches. Tinnitus and poor memory. First up, they cause poor concentration and focus. First up, next to paragraph. Next paragraph. It is my next to paragraph. Next paragraph, it is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, in 1971, he was in a ship from Vietnam to Hong Kong. First up, patient was jumping in the ship. First up, a patient suddenly, when he was jumping, hit the top of the head on the left side, and it was a metal piece. First up, a patient tells me that it was a severe impact. First up, he started having profuse bleeding in his head. First up, he required 25 stitches. First up, patient had severe head pain, confusion, disorientation for the next many days. First up, a patient also had the job of setting fuse on a bomb. A patient tells me that every time the bomb goes off, a patient has severe head pain, confusion, disorientation, and lightheadedness. This happens hundreds of times. It is my opinion that a patient has sustained traumatic brain injury in the ship in 1971. First up, patient was jumping in the head. Patient had the immediate confusion, disorientation, and lightheadedness for the next several days. As a matter of fact, he required stitches of 25 stitches. It is my opinion that these symptoms are consistent with traumatic brain injury. This marks the end of the patient. Next patient is VASQUEZ. First name is Victoria. Date of visit is December 2, 2025. Next to her, patient tells me that she was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient tells me in August of 2024, patient was at home. First up, patient was in Castroville, California. First up, a patient was at a gym and she was anxious and nervous. First up, she went home. First up, a patient was in the kitchen. First up, a patient tells me that he back squat, S-Q-U-A-T. First up, a patient hit the back with a sharp pain. First up, a patient had a severe ringing tells me that he suddenly heard a pop in her head. First up, she fell backwards and hit herself and fell in the kitchen. First up, a patient tells me she has loss of consciousness. First up, she hit the back of the head as she landed on the ground. First up, patient does not know how long she was out of consciousness. First up, a patient tells me that his brother found her. Next to paragraph, since the event, a patient has frequent headaches and migraines. Patient is ringing the ears. Patient has difficulty sleeping. Patient has migraines a lot. Patient tells me that she has concentration and focus difficulties. Next paragraph, patient is currently a police officer. She tells me that she has significant difficulty performing her police officer duties because of these symptoms. Patient tells me that she has frequent headaches, which is affecting her concentration and focus as a police officer. This marks the end of the patient. Next patient. Next patient last name is S-A-P-I-G-A. First name is Tony. Date of visit is December 2, 2025. Next paragraph, patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First time in 1982, patient is in Fort Dix, DIX in New Jersey. First off, he was doing basic training. First off, a patient tells me that he was in an obstacle course. First off, patient was jumping through an obstacle course. First off, patient tells me that he was climbing a 4 foot high obstacle course. First off, and he suddenly fell, missed his footing and fell and landed on the ground. First off, patient tells me that they hit the back of the head. First off, we believe he fell 8 foot high. First off, a patient tells me that did not lose consciousness. First off, however, patient severe pain in the back of the head, confusion and disorientation for several days. First off, next paragraph, 1983, found a patient was in Fort Benning, B-E-N-N-I-N-G, in Georgia. First off, patient was doing parachuting jump. First off, patient was jumping out of the plane. First off, when he was landed, the comma patient landed and misstepped. Comma patient hit the back of the head of first off, patient hit the back of the head onto the ground. First off, patient has severe headache. First off, patient has complete loss of consciousness. First off, he does not know how long he was out of consciousness. He thinks he was out of consciousness for about 1 minute. First off, when he woke up, a comma patient severe confusion and disorientation. First off, next paragraph. In 1983, comma patient was in Fort Benning. First off, patient again doing a night jump. First off, patient tells me that he was not able to see the ground. First off, when he hit the land, comma patient fell back, comma and hit the back of the head again. First off, patient has severe confusion and disorientation. First off, patient has a severe nausea. First off, patient felt these symptoms for several days. First off, next paragraph, patient. A patient currently has severe headache on an everyday basis. So first off, patient is ringing in the ears. So first off, patient has light sensitivity. First off, patient is sensitivity to light. First off, patient has a high pitch ringing in the ears. So first off, next paragraph, a patient is currently working as a cable splicer, S-P-L-I-C-E-R. First off, patient tells me that his headaches are significant affecting his job as a cable splicer. First off, patient has poor vision. First off, patient because of has significant light sensitivity, he has difficulty to work outside under the sun. First off, a patient also tells me his ringing the head is significantly affecting his job as a cable splicer. First off, a patient is not able to focus and concentrate at work. First off, it is my opinion that a patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First off, a patient. In 1982, comma patient was in an obstacle course during basic training. First off, patient fell off an obstacle course that is about 8 foot high. First off, patient tells me that he fell and hit the back of the head. First off, patient has immediate confusion and disorientation. First off, patient has severe head pain. First off, patient did not lose consciousness. First off, in 1983, comma patient was from Fort Benning. First off, patient was practicing parachute jumping. First off, a patient tells me that two times, comma, he landed on the ground, comma, he missed his footing, comma, fell back and hit the back of the head. First off, both times resulted in loss of consciousness, confusion, disorientation. First off, patient severe head pain when he woke up. First off, next paragraph, it is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First off, this head injury all hit the head. First off, with the loss of consciousness, confusion, disorientation, comma, these are all common signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury. First off, it is my opinion that a patient has sustained traumatic brain injury from these head injuries. First off, this must have been a dictation.